Welcome back. It does strike anyone, I think, watching the newspapers this morning, the front pages of the broadsheets, all of them devoted to what was said or what was said back to the Minister for Education during his visits to the teachers' conferences yesterday. The Minister certainly making news, and also, obviously, that if the merger, which is being talked about at both the ASTI and TUI conferences this week, goes ahead, there will be one less engagement for the Minister, although facing, obviously, a bigger haul in future. But let's talk about the substance of what emerged, both from what the Minister said and the reaction to it at those teachers' conferences yesterday. Joining us, our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. Broadly speaking, why are teachers, we know about pay, that's obvious because that's right across the public service after what has happened, but educationally, what has the teachers so worked up?
Cathal, well, at second level, it's I think the main central issue certainly is junior cycle reform. I was warned or to expect, somebody at the INTO conference told me to expect fireworks at the ASTI, and fireworks we certainly got, or the minister got. I spoke to teachers yesterday evening about what had happened yesterday. I was trying to get to the bottom of exactly what you're saying, what has got people so worked up. And delegates, you know, said it was good enough for him, and that they had very blunt views. There was an interesting group who were both embarrassed and unhappy with the heckling and what had happened. But they went on immediately to express absolute anger and fury at the minister's address. They used words to describe him, what he had said, as arrogant, heartless, insulting. They said the minister was talking down to them. They took a huge amount of offence at what he had to say, for example, around the junior cycle, suggesting that teachers weren't up for change. These teachers were saying, we have to change every half an hour in our schools to deal with students. The idea that teachers were encouraging rote learning. So teachers are extremely sensitive, and I think around the second level teachers, it's certainly because of the issue of junior cycle reform, they're sensitive and they're very open to feeling insulted, and certainly a huge number of people, even those who didn't take part directly in the heckling, but a huge number of delegates felt insulted by what he had to say here.
Rory Quinn is heading to the TUI conference today. Any particular issues relating to that union?
The issues related to the TUI are very, very close to the issues at the ASTI union here. There are issues like the casualisation of the profession, half of members under 35 on less than full hours, the loss of guidance counsellors. The TUI, for example, will be debating a motion calling for the reversal of cuts to guidance counsellors. But again, the huge issue, and it'll be an issue that will be debated tomorrow, is the issue of junior cycle reform. These proposals are coming down the tracks. They're starting in September. Teachers are very unhappy with them. A lot of the motions that will be debated both at TUI and ASTI focus on the issue of assessment. Teachers do not want to have to assess their own students. They want a similar system to the current system, where an external agency, the State Examinations Commission, corrects and assesses students, and that's what they want. So the junior cycle promises to be the huge issue at the TUI. It will be the issue here at the ASTI. Obviously, the biggest focus at the TUI will be when the minister addresses delegates, and that happens at around midday.
Rory Quinn's remarks yesterday about the feminised nature of the teaching profession, and which it may be, it's the truth, but raising it in the context of his desire to make honours maths a requirement for entry into that profession. Did the minister clarify that afterwards? And how, it obviously went down badly. How badly?
It was a sort of a strange moment. The minister was talking about higher level maths, that he wanted teachers to be obliged to have higher level maths, student teachers. And then when there was a break and there was sort of groans of disapproval, it was the first moment in his speech when this had happened. He moved off his script. That's the first thing to say. This was not a scripted comment. He said that he was conscious of the fact that he was addressing a highly feminised audience and profession. Now, I think the response he got there shows, again, what I was saying about second level teachers earlier. There's a huge amount of sensitivity among teachers. Teachers are very open to be feeling hurt, basically, or insulted. And I think the immediate response that he got was a kind of tapping into that sensitivity that is there among teachers. As to why it's difficult to tease out, really, is this move for higher level maths an attempt to bring more men into the profession, or was this comment a sort of a negative comment on, as Sheila Noonan picked up, that somehow female teachers who are not good at maths are not creating the right environment in our classrooms? It's hard to know what he meant by those comments. He said later that he was simply stating a fact. But it certainly drew the ire of teachers, rubbed them up the wrong way, I would say.
One final brief question, because we will be talking to Sally Maguire of the ASTI about why they gave Rory Quinn such a hard time when he spoke to the secondary teachers yesterday. But judged against what we're used to, but you know more about this because you've been to many teachers' conferences over many Easter weeks, how hot did it get in that room?
I just have to say that I felt very uncomfortable there. It was quite excruciating. I have never witnessed anything that made me feel like that. It was the sustained extent of it was problematic. The fact that it was relentless. It was going on and on and on, and there seemed to be no sign of a let up.
Was there one man with a loudspeaker?
Say that again, Carl.
Was there one man with a loudspeaker?
That was just at the very start. I mean, the very start was different. There was the man with the loudspeaker. He was immediately, and with his agreement, laid down the loudspeaker when he was asked to. There was a man at the very back who began heckling very early on, but he was a lone voice. But then at a certain stage, the heckling began to build. And this was the heckling that was as a response to what the minister was saying. I think the first two hecklers, had gone there. Well, obviously the man with the loudspeaker, just simply with a view to heckling, full stop. Well, that was their intent, let's say, because they began right at the start. But it was the rising anger that was the really, really uncomfortable and difficult one. Some people, I have to say, last night were questioning the chairing of the meeting. They felt that a tighter chairing of a meeting could have stifled this and perhaps should have.
Emma O'Kelly, thank you very much. 7:21.